So at the first japa retreat that I attended with Ravindra Swarup Prabhu in Ojai, California, he told the story of how after he began to understand that you're meant to chant with attention to focus the mind or focus the attention on the holy name, he started to feel a sort of grief, and he was wondering what was happening because our motto was chant and be happy, and he was feeling sorrow, and he said he kept this as his dirty little secret, which he didn't share with anyone because he thought he must be doing something wrong. And then one day that sense of grief just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and finally at the bottom of it all he had that realization that he had a relationship with Krishna and that he had turned away from Krishna and that Krishna was not at all at fault. Krishna on his side was perfect, but he was at fault, and that was the origin of his grief, that he had turned away from Krishna, he had violated his relationship with Krishna. And by his attentive chanting, or attempt at attentive chanting, he was able to feel that, and out of that grief of separation, he was able to chant with great intensity and feeling to be reestablished in his relationship with Krishna. And that combination of having great appreciation for Krishna and at the same time feeling one's own weakness or failure is the basis of good chanting, or the basis of chanting with feeling. And that mood is actually expressed in the second verse of the Shikshastika. Nam nam akari bahuda nijasarva shaktis tatrapita niyamitas marane nakala. Etadrashi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisha ihajani nanu raga. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. So in this verse, we have the two elements, tava kripa, your mercy. You out of your mercy, you have given us your holy names. You've taught us to chant your holy names. You've given us yourself in the form of your holy names. And mama durdaiva, my misfortune. My misfortune is that I've turned away from you. Even when I chant your names, I turn away from you. And I'm unfortunate. We mentioned that the holy name is a prayer. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada if there's any particular form to a prayer. And of course the best prayers come from the heart. But Srila Prabhupada said yes, in general, the person will glorify the Lord or the deity to whom he or she is praying. Then he will state his own disqualification, and then he will pray for mercy. I often think of the verse by Narottam Das Thakur, and by the way, today is Srila Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day. Not only are we in the most auspicious month of Kartik, but a very auspicious day, Srila Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day. So he prays, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mo Samo Patita Prabhu Na Pai Be Ar. He prays to Lord Chaitanya that you are the most merciful incarnation of Godhead. You have come to deliver the fallen souls. I am the most fallen, so you should deliver me first. He's stating the Lord's glories, the Lord's qualification, his own disqualification, and begging for mercy. There's another one, very nice one, by Rupa Goswami. I'll just read the translation. Although I am the lowest and you are the highest. Now, this is coming from the heart of Rupa Goswami. There's nothing artificial in this. So whatever we pray should come from the heart. Like once one disciple said to Srila Prabhupada, Oh, Srila Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada replied, You are not the most anything. Because he could see, he was just saying it. He wasn't really feeling it. But Rupa Goswami feels it when he says it. Although I am the lowest and you are the highest, although I am a fool and you are the greatest philosopher, although I am wicked and you are the most saintly, and although I commit offenses when I think of you, still, O Radha Govinda, a glimpse of whose holy names delivers one from a host of sins. Please be kind to this person who sometimes chants your holy names in the forest of Vrindavan. So that is a nice mood to have, appreciating the Lord, appreciating the holy name. The holy name is the Lord. The holy name is our best friend. When I first joined, one devotee taught me a prayer that, my dear Lord, you are so kind that as your holy name, you are my constant companion. even though we turn away from the holy name, even when we chant, the holy name is always with us. And the holy name is always ready to welcome us back whenever we are ready to turn to him. He never, or they, I should say, Radha and Krishna, they never give up on us. They never bear any grudge against us for our offenses. They're always ready to welcome us back. And as Srila Prabhupada said, that Krishna is more eager to have us come back home, back to Godhead, than we can imagine. He's more eager than we can imagine. But we've had the great fortune of associating with devotees, of hearing from devotees, of learning about Krishna, of learning about the holy name, and having awakened some faith in Krishna, in the holy name, and in the process of chanting as the means to attain the goal of pure love for Krishna, going back home, back to Godhead. So we're now going to chant together in what is sometimes called the Tulsi Circle. It's a circle around Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi is a pure devotee. She is an expansion of Vrinda Devi in the material world. Vrinda Devi, well, is one of the confidential associates of Sri Sri Radha Govinda in the spiritual world. And she is with us in person. And the circle generates tremendous spiritual energy within it. When devotees form a circle and chant with the intention of developing their love for Radha and Krishna, or expressing their love for Radha and Krishna, and at the same time supporting each other in the effort. Many scriptures recommend that to chant attentively, to develop taste for the holy name, one should chant with those who have taste for the holy name. Earlier, Mahatma Prabhu mentioned the iTube video of His Holiness Radhanath Swami chanting at Chopati. And in Chopati, in the morning program, they form little circles and they chant very attentively. And they help each other. It's like a standing instruction that if someone starts to doze or something like that during japa, that one of the others will remind him to stay awake and be attentive, and the devotee shouldn't take offense. Rather, he should appreciate the fact that the others are helping him. And just sitting next to him, one gets, great encouragement in one's japa. even when he would stay with me in Santa Barbara. Sometimes I would sit next to him, and we would chant japa together, and it was very encouraging to be sitting next to him and chanting. So we get a similar experience by chanting together in the Tulsi Circle. We get the cumulative faith of all the devotees, the cumulative taste of all the devotees. And the first time we did this, the first time I did it in Houston, we did it for a while, and we were relishing so much we didn't want it to stop. We just kept extending the time we were chanting in the Tulsi Circle. And then at one stage, a devotee got up to go somewhere, maybe, I don't know, use the washroom or something. And I could actually feel like some of that energy was seeping through the opening in the circle. It's like, oh no, we got to close the circle. We got to keep that energy inside.